Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
That's right. How's your Wednesday going?
So busy.
It's been a busy day.
Yeah,
it has been a busy day. Hey, we're joined in the studio by our friend Tori Lowe. 101.7 The Truth, the Tori Lowe Show is on from 1 to 4. Then on Wednesdays, he's so good to us. He hops out of his studio and hops into our studio.
Look, thank y'all for having me. It's a beautiful, time always.
You know, SNAP benefits, apparently they're going to be partially restored. We don't know when. We don't know how. And that even is not going to be enough for some people to avoid really tough choices. SNAP benefits and what's happening with the government shutdown. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's going to be a lot of families making serious decisions coming up. The longer they have this shutdown, and this is why I say this is why we have to make sure that we have public servants representing us in the best interest of our community, because on Fridays, their checks are clearing.
Right.
I mean, they're going to get whatever they're going to get, and they're going to keep it moving. But I think there was a great idea that if the government shut down, a lot of these politicians shouldn't get a check.
Yeah, Brian Stile, a congressman, said that.
Yeah, I think that was the best idea, because then they'll move things along accordingly, because once again, we have a situation where millions of people may end up making decisions that they wouldn't normally make. There's a passage in the Bible that says, don't make me so rich that I'll forget you, and don't make me so poor I'll steal. You know, so when you're hungry and you don't have the resources and you got children, a lot of people start making decisions that they wouldn't normally make. And me and my grandmother came up on the system. We had food stamps and things like that when I was a child. And if without those benefits, I don't know what I would have had for dinner.
And the fixed incomes of our older adults.
Right. We talk a lot about children, but Julia's right. It's also, Tori, older people who are now going to have to decide, literally try to pay We Energies? Or do I go to the grocery store?
Or do I get my prescription, which Tori and I talked about. Tori and I talked about this.
Right.
I talked to some people after the pandemic. They kept the drive-through going with the Hunger Task Force for older people. And they said I would not be getting my diabetes prescription or my blood pressure prescription.
It's definitely a bad situation for those that need the service. And many times I see a lot of people trying to come up with alternative plans, but the best plan is to continue things as usual. So a lot of people are going to be put in a situation as community members. What should we do? It's going to stress the whole community out, because nobody wants to see our elderly, our disabled, our veterans. You know, we don't want them to go without. So a lot of people are saying, what can I do? And in that process, you know, it's putting a stress on the communities.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, as usual, it's the communities that can least afford to be stressed. Mm-hmm. It's the communities that already are living paycheck to paycheck,
right,
just trying to figure it out and literally trying to figure it out. I mean, can you imagine if you had no way to go into the grocery store and buy anything? That's terrifying.
No.
And I also heard that crime may go up because people are hungry. And
basic need.
So somebody was like, hey, if you got means, don't fill up a shopping cart full of food and walk out into the lot, because somebody may try to take your shopping cart. They, you know,
they're desperate.
They're desperate to eat and they need food. So they're not really bad people. They're just trying to get to the food. And many times people say, okay, well, it's not going to affect me. But if you go shopping and you fill that cart up and walk out into the lot
and get jacked,
somebody might try to grab the cart. That's somebody brought up. That was a valid point.
Yeah, we got to get this figured out. Tori Lowe, he figures it out every day.
Yeah,
1 to 4.
Want that chaos.
101.7 The Truth. Tori, thank you. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, John, for having me. Thank you.
It is 4:13 at WTMJ.